Hello, is this Sharika?
Yes,
Hi,
it is. Hello, how
I
you
have
doing?
Sharika on the phone. You want me to transfer her?
Yes, is her number the 832 number?
Yes, 832-374-9431.
Got it. Okay, yep. Thank you.
All right, transferring her now. Sharika, you're in good hands.
Thank you.
There we go. Hello, Sharika. My name is Oscar.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. Well, my name is Oscar. On a recorded line, we're just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Right. No.
You have not signed any documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, I'm... Three of them? Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
No, three years.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said three of them.
Okay, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
That is correct.
And then you said 3 years. Okay.
Yes, that means I was taking it for 3 years.
Got it. Okay. When were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
The 26th of November, 2009.
You said November of 2009?
Right, the 26th.
26 is the day. Okay. November 26, 2009. Got it. And then, what's your date of birth, Sharika?
9/24/79.
9/24/79. Got it. 1979. Okay. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No.
No? Okay. Now, did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
That is correct, yes.
You did? Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo Provera?
It was always Depo Provera.
Always Depo Provera. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
I used it for 3 years.
Okay. So you did use it for at least 1 year?
Yes, I did.
Got it. Okay. Within 1 year, can you just confirm that you have had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then I just have to ask this question, but did you use Depo Provera after
1992?
Did you use it after that? Anytime after 1992?
Did I use it after 1992?
Yep.
No.
You used it before 1992?
Oh, you said after 1992. I'm sorry. Yes.
You did? Okay. No, that's okay.
I'm confusing myself. Yes, I did.
No, that's okay. You did use it after 1992. Okay. When did you start using it?
September the 2006.
Okay. September of 2006. Just because I do need to put a day, what day do you want me to put? I can put the first if you want.
That's fine.
Okay. So September 1st of 2006 was when you started using it. When did you stop using it?
Around November 2009.
Around when you were diagnosed, correct?
Right.
Got it. 2009.
Which was the first week of November.
First week
I started having side effects.
Do you want me to just put November 1st?
That's fine.
Okay, November 1st, 2009. Let me see here. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. Let me see here. And then I have your first name spelled here, S-H-A-R-I-K-A. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Do you have a middle name or no?
I don't. Well, I have a middle initial M.
A middle initial is M?
Yes.
Is that for Maria?
Michelle.
Oh, Michelle. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. Michelle. And then last name is Green, like the color?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then what's your social, please?
642-05-3405.
Okay. Let me just make sure that I got that correct. You said 642-05-3405?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me just double check your middle name. Here is correct. It is M I C H E L L E.
Yes.
Okay. And then your email, I have it as sharikagreen1@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Your primary phone number is 832-374-9431.
Yes.
Okay. Is this a cell phone or a home phone?
Cell phone.
The phone? Okay. What's your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
Call.
Call? Okay. And when is the best time to call you? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Got that. And then what is your primary address now?
The same. That's 5007 Teton Street, Houston, Texas, 77033.
You said 50017?
T-E-T-O-N Street.
T-E-T-O-N.
Street.
So 500 Teton Street?
No, 5007.
Oh, okay. There we go. I was missing a 7. Teton Street, Houston, Texas, 77033?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a house or apartment?
House.
House, okay. Let me see here. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, Bernita Brown.
Dr. Bernita.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the one who
treated
I got
you.
My... Yes, but the doctor that I did the surgery with was Dr. Julia Jones.
Who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
Oh, it was Dr. Julia Jones.
Julia Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's just Julia, J-U-L-I-A, and then Jones, J-O-N-E-S?
Right.
Got it. Okay, and then what hospital was this at?
This was at Houston Methodist Hospital.
What was that again?
Houston Methodist Hospital.
Houston Methodist Hospital. Okay. For that address, I have it as 6565 Fanine Street, Houston, Texas.
Yes, 77030.
Yep, correct. Okay. Let me just copy and paste that information. Okay. 6565 Texas. I'm just copying and pasting the information, okay?
Okay.
And then the phone number for that hospital, I have it as 713-790-3311. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. Treating facility. Okay, and then who was the doctor that treated you? Was that Dr. Bernita Brown?
Yes.
Okay, and then let me know if I spelled her name correct. Bernita, B-E-R-N-E-T-T-A?
B-E-N-I-T-A.
Okay. Oh, okay. B-E-R-N-I-T-A?
No. B as in boy, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, I as in ice cream, T as in Tom, A as in apple.
Oh, okay. Benita.
Yes.
B-E-N-I-T-A. Okay. And then yes. Last name Brown, like the color?
That is correct.
Okay. Got it. Let me see here. Oh, I forgot to ask this. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, I do. And I have, well, I have already ordered those.
Okay.
As soon as they become available, I can.
They're on the way. Got it. Can you provide these records by mail or electronic or both?
Both.
Both? Okay, let me see here. And then for this final part, we do need an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone that doesn't live with me.
Someone that does not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, someone that does not. And who would this be? A friend, family member?
Yes, friend. Her name is Danielle, D-A-N-I.
E-L-L-E?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, sorry, your phone kind of cut out there a little bit. Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E?
Yes.
Last name?
B-O-W-E-N.
Bowen, B-O-W-E-N?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Because I said this was your friend. And this was Danielle Bowen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what's her phone number, please?
832-446-5617.
5617. Okay. Let me repeat that to you. That's 832-446-5617.
Yes.
Do you happen to know her email? If not, I can just put yours.
No, I don't. Not by heart.
Okay, let me go back and just paste yours on there. Do you know her address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
You can just put mine because I don't know it by heart.
Okay, no, that's okay. Sometimes I don't even know mine. Let me see here. All right. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them over for you to sign, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see here. We're almost done, though. Like 2 or 3 more minutes, and then
okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Necessary improvements to protect kids and families on their way to and from school. So here are some specific.
Got it. Okay. So I have it here. Your name, Sharika Michelle Green, which is Sharika Michelle Green, Green, correct?
Right.
Okay. Address, I have it as 5007 Teton Street, Houston, Texas, 77033.
Right.
Okay. And then your phone number is this one, which is 832-374-9431, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your email is sharikagreen1@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, date of birth is 9/24/1979.
Yes.
Okay, and then your social, I have it as 642-05-3405.
Yes.
Okay. That should be it. All right, there you go. Now go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you. You should see my name on there. So it'll say Oscar Rocha sent you some documents.
HIC will ask Union Pacific to offset the cost of this additional bus service when it is due to a rail crossing.
Okay.
Go ahead and open that. You are going to see a link. Click on the link and it'll send you to a website called DocuSign.
And remind students about safe behaviors around trains, tracks, and crossings. Students should never crawl beneath the train or attempt to beat.
And then when you see it, I believe you have to agree to the text messages. And then you're going to see a big yellow button that says start. Did you already click on that?
I'm already signing.
Okay, yeah. Be on the lookout. There's also a box where it tells you to initial, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Work to secure the resources to provide safer pedestrian crossing options for our students. I believe it is the utmost importance that the city and county
work together
to keep our students safe in and out of school.
Did you click the big yellow finish button?
Yeah, I've done it. Sent me an email saying that it's been completed.
Oh, okay. Yes, I see it on here. Let me just make sure that everything went through smoothly. Sharika Michelle Green. Okay, I see one signature there. Okay, I see. Okay, yes, everything looks good. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to try to call you here the next 3 to 4 days. It's very important that you pick up that call because they cannot start any of this process until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
I would say the most to give them a week. Sometimes they do get a little bit tied up. So I would say the most give it is 7 days. I will also text you my personal work number. So you can call me or text me if you have any questions. You can also reach out to me if it's been over a week and you haven't heard anything from them. Give me a call, okay?
Okay.
I will also leave you their personal phone number. So if it's been over a week, you can also call them so they can, so you can just take matter into your own hands and verify your information with them. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Well, Sharika, I appreciate your time and thank you for that. Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.